Okay, so this is when I was working at my first restaurant job. It was like a restaurant, like a food chain restaurant that was like in my city. And I'm not gonna lie, I was like 16, but that's besides the point. So it was one day where, okay, so it was Cody, Mark, and then Jesse. So Cody was one of the runners with me because I was a runner, and then if we had too many runners, then I would be hostess. So Cody was the runner, and then Mark and Jesse were like the like chefs. But then sometimes Jesse would be like bartender, but that's miserably unimportant. So basically it was like my third week working, I'm just gonna say like working at Deer Park, I don't know. And so it was like my second week working at Deer Park, and it was my first day closing. And because basically I lied on my application, like they didn't really like do a thorough background check, so I was like closing. And I remember Cody was showing me like how to do like utensils, so like we can have them like done in the morning. And then we were like sitting down and talking, and you know, he was basically saying how like he was really stressed, and like his girlfriend, like she was really boring to like fuck, and like she never like sucked his dick or like moaned, and like just basically how like he was very like unpleased like during sex. So then I started telling him like basically that, but like the opposite. I was just like, I feel like I don't get fucked hard enough, like I be wanting to like, you know, be called a slut, get like slapped, like things like that. And then it was just kind of like, it was awkward because I can tell like I said like a little too much. And he was like, oh, I didn't know like you're into like stuff like that, like you don't seem like that type of girl, like you seem like, you know, you're like really nice. And I was like, yeah, like I think everybody loves to like, you know, make love, but sometimes I want to be like fucked, and like I love fucking in like public places, and like most guys are really just like prude about it. So yeah. And then he was showing me like where we would have to put the forks at when we were done doing like utensils and stuff. So then like we were all in the back, like basically everybody that was still there, because it was like slow and it was like raining. So like everybody was just in the back and we were all like talking. And then like sometimes when it got like really slow, like we would like, you know, make food and just chill, to be honest, until people came in. Especially if like, you know, like floor was done, procedures was done, everything was like stocked, like we would just like kick it. So like everybody's just kicking it, and it's basically like me and like three other girls. But like the three other girls were like two other like bar attendants, and then it was like another hostess. So she was kind of like in the front minding her business, and the two other girls were kind of like, they ran off like themselves, like they were like really close. So I was like the only one in the back with like the guys. So like, you know, they're talking about like all crazy shit, like, you know, football, whatever, whatever. And then like, then like I see like Cody was like talking to Jesse, but he was like pointing at me, and I was just like kind of confused because like they never really talked to me or introduced themselves at this point. So like I knew of them, but I didn't like know them. So then basically like they came over and was just like, oh yeah, like I feel like you're one of my brother's friends, like I know you, like you look really familiar. And I was just like, no, like, you know, I already graduated, like, I just graduated, you know, blah, 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 blah. Basically, like, lying my ass off. And so then, like, you know, all the guys start talking to me at this point. And they're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, why did you choose here? You could have picked a different restaurant, like, Deer Park is trash, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they start asking me, you know, what I like to do for fun, this time the third. And then, like, it basically started to get like later and close, because like I basically just started asking them to like make me food because I was hungry as fuck that day. So then like it was me and Jesse and like Cody, like we were the only ones that were like in the back, and we were in the freezer like stocking. And then like Cody made a joke, and he was just like, oh yeah, like you must be really cold, I can see your nipples. So I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, no, like, your tits are really nice. Like, they look soft and, you know, stuff like that. So then I was like, yeah, I get that a lot. And then, like, I don't know why, but I just got, like, super horny. Because, like, Cody was doing all the talking, but, like, Mark would just look at him. And then look at me. And then look at him. And then look at me. And I just, like, lifted up my shirt. And then, like, Mark literally just came. Like, I walked over to, like, the freezer room and, like, grabbed one of my tits. And then, like, he started sucking on the other one. And then